Tune in for Weekend Talk That Matters, only on KFNX.
Nessun Dorma from the opera Turandot. I will conquer, I will conquer. Welcome to Healthy Vision, the talk radio show that helps you conquer your vision loss. Dr. Edward Condrit is a board-certified ophthalmologist and homeopathic doctor, author of 7 best-selling books. Healthy Vision is dedicated to bringing you the latest information for a lifetime of healthy sight and to help you conquer your eye problems. And now your host, America's favorite eye doctor, Dr. Edward Condrit.
Welcome to Healthy Vision, and I just love that introductory music. It's from the opera Nessun Dorma. And Vincero, Vincero, I will conquer, I will conquer. And this evening, we do have an amazing guest, Meir Schneider, who did just that, conquered. He conquered his vision loss. And not only did he conquer his vision loss, he has helped thousands of people who are struggling with their vision regain their sight. Meir, it is such an honor to have you on the radio show.
It's so wonderful to be on your show. It's nice to have more and more open-minded ophthalmologists. You know, I was just in a 7-country tour in Europe and the Middle East, and I met, I was a guest of the Bates Association of Spain, and there were 2 wonderful optometrists who came and researched my work and found it works beautiful. In Rome, I had 2 ophthalmologists. One of them does an amazing procedure that you probably know about. She is trying to help regenerate macular degeneration with a special way of working with someone's blood plasma. I never heard of a thing like this. But she came to me as a client, and she sent Laura as a client, and I had a wonderful time with 50 people there. And when I went to Germany after that, I had a 6-day eye class, and I have normally amazing results with those classes. 24 out of 27 people saw way better at the end of the 6 days, and we had incredible processes with them. And then I went to the Czech Republic, and then I went to Portugal, where I worked in a 6-day eye class, and I had there 6 legally blind ladies that end up seeing much, much better as a result of that. Then after that, I went to England and to Israel. But what I wanted to tell you is that I had a huge, huge trip to Europe, and the same 6-day eye class that I suggest in Europe, I'm going to have here on February 23rd to the 28th in San Francisco. So people who want to come in that time to San Francisco to experience the 6-day eye class will make a very, very big difference. And the last case I want to tell you about is somebody that I didn't work with yet. She heard from her ophthalmologist that her vision is going to be 21,000 or less forever. And she lost her vision due to optic nerve degeneration. And one eye is completely blind, and the other eye saw 21,000, which, to explain to the audience, whatever you see with 20/20 from 1,000 feet, she could only see from 20 feet, except she saw nothing from 20 feet. Well, she decided she's going to use her eyes when she read my book. These days, I kind of envy the blind people of today, because in my generation, I read books in Braille. These days, they can have any book, put it in the computer, and the computer will read it for them. So she got my book, and she decided to use her eyes and improved the vision from 21,000 to 2,200 without even seeing me first. So I was really happy about that one. I saw her this Friday for a beginning of workshop that I was teaching, and she works for the Lighthouse for the Blind. And so it's so nice to see people reducing blindness and seeing much better, not even seeing me and just working with my books.
Well, you know, Meir, you and I go way back. I can remember I visited you in San Francisco. I think that was in the year 2000. And then you came to Pittsburgh, and you had a wonderful seminar in Pittsburgh when I was practicing there. And then you probably forget that you and I put together something called the Eye Rescue Kit. You remember that?
Right.
It was
yeah, you rescued people. Many people's lives. And sounds pretty scaring it, right?
Yeah. And so we've had a lot of fun over the years, but we've kind of lost touch with each other. And then I
let's not do it anymore.
Now, yeah, you're coming out with a wonderful book. Maybe you could tell the audience about your new book, which I
yeah, my new book, which became a real bestseller. I know that on May I did a book campaign. It's a second print of the book Vision for Life. North Atlantic, carried by the Random House Penguin, was able to sell 12,000 of them in 2.5 years. So they did a reprint, and that sold even better. It's a book that talks about how you can use your computer with less eye strain. One tip is look away for about 5 or 6 minutes before you use your computer, because looking from near will be to some extent strenuous. Another tip is wave your hand to the side to make sure that your periphery works so you don't get tired using the computer. So there's a nice chapter on that, a chapter on nearsightedness and farsightedness, a chapter on overcoming pathologies like glaucoma and learning to live with pathologies that you already have, learning to prevent cataracts from growing. And if there was a cataract surgery working so the eye will be strong and will not have complications, working with retinal detachment, macular degeneration, macular Packard, retinitis pigmentosa, and a wonderful chapter of working with kids, learning to work with kids in a whole new way. And I want to tell you how I also work with infants. It's just amazing. So anyway, that book was a good introduction and preface. In the month of May, when I was campaigning for it in 5 different states, sold more than 3,000 books. And so the publisher had to reprint the book, and it's one of the bestsellers, North Atlantic. And that's not the big story about it. The big story about it is what it did for people. For example, what it did for Nicole, whom I met last Friday. I mean, the fact that she was able to improve her acuity, the sharpness of her vision, was great. Now she has to work on her periphery, and it already improved in the 4 hours that she took my class, but I want to work with her individually. But anyway, I wanted to tell you about my work with infants, if it's okay with you.
Yeah, but before you do, I just want to make a comment. You know, there's very few ophthalmologists like myself who are embracing your work, but actually, it all goes back to Dr. William Bates, 1912, when he developed the Bates exercises and program. So I hope that we can talk a little bit about that. You know, your take on the Bates exercises, palming, sunning. But continue with your story. I was sorry to interrupt you.
Oh, no problem. And by the way, you're in very good company, because one ophthalmologist that embraces my work, his name is Dr. Craig Hoyt, who is known as one of the top pediatric ophthalmologists ever. He's the one who found that infant cataracts has to be done at the age of 2 weeks, and he's written a wonderful letter of recommendation for me. And I put it in my book because I'm calling for people to donate money to our nonprofit corporation so we can have research on our work. Now, to talk about the Bates method, the big thing about Dr. Bates, the big revolutionary thing about Bates, is that he stood up to the world of ophthalmology that decided already in the 1800s that vision cannot improve. He found that actually you can improve vision through relaxation and new use of the eye, a new connection between the mind and the eye, and the connection between the brain and the eye. And he is not the only one who said that. Tibetan yogi said it for 1,500 years. But he was able to say it in a Western way. And no matter how much money and time the world of ophthalmology put to suppress the message of Bates, that didn't succeed. And now, in this generation, I want to tell you, the Bates idea is more important than ever. because more people lose their vision than ever in
human we're coming history. Up, Mayor, we're coming up to a break right now, so hold that thought. Folks, you're listening to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Robert Kondrat, and with me is the amazing Mayor Schneider. If you want more information, you can go to his website, www.selfhealing, that's self-healing.org. And speaking of books, I have a special offer for all of you. My best-selling book, The 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight, which has a chapter on the Bates exercises, is available at a special price. So if you're looking for that holiday gift, we will gift wrap the book and ship it at no charge and give you 20% off on the book. So go to kondratspecial.com, kondratspecial.com. And we'll be right back after this break.
Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX.
Looking for the perfect holiday gift? Give the gift of sight. Dr. Edward Kondrat wants to make your holiday shopping easy for the perfect gift. 20% off his best-selling book, 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight. Gift wrapped and shipped at no extra charge. Each book will be signed by Dr. Kondrat. What better gift than giving the gift of sight? Take advantage of this special holiday offer. This book is the perfect holiday gift. Only $19.95, includes gift wrapping and shipping in the United States. A signed copy of Dr. Kondrat's best-selling book, 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight. Order by going to kondratspecial.com. KondratSpecial.com. Or call 800-430-9328. Give the gift of sight. Order by going to kondratspecial.com. Or call 800-430-9328.
Get started with MCS. Want to learn more about microcurrent and how it can improve your health? Many alternative doctors feel that microcurrent treatment is a safe and effective way to change your body's energy to relieve pain and stimulate healing. It is now known that electrical activity occurs at the cellular level and that there is deficient electrical activity around areas of disease, such as tumors, inflammation, or areas of poor blood flow. Disease is a lack of electrons. Let microcurrent put them back into your body. We are now offering a two-day training workshop for the public on how microcurrent can benefit you. This course will teach you the basics to begin using microcurrent for yourself and your family. This program will be held at the American Medical College of Homeopathy in Phoenix, Arizona, and the Florida Wellness Center. Please call the office at 800-430-9328 for more information. That number again, 800-430-9328. Get started on using microcurrent now. Call this number, 800-430-9328. Learn more about microcurrent and how it can improve your health. Call 800-430-9328.
The Watergate of eye care. Are you receiving injections or have been advised to receive injections for a wet macular degeneration? You need to read this free report now. Learn the facts of misrepresentations of injections for wet macular degeneration. Learn how national study data was manipulated. Learn about systemic side effects such as heart attacks, stomach bleeding, and strokes. Ocular side effects such as blindness, glaucoma, and cataracts. Discover how drug companies are offering payoffs and bribes to doctors. Learn about a recent study that one out of five people who receive injections will develop ocular atrophy. Learn what you can do to save your vision with safe alternative therapies. Call now for your free report. 1-800-430-9328. Don't delay. Call now for your free report on the dangers of injections and what you can do to save your vision. Call 1-800-430-9328. Call now for your free report. 1-800-430-9328.
Log on and listen live. 1100KFNX.com.
Welcome back to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and I'm here every Sunday evening, 5:60 p.m. Arizona time. And with me is the amazing Mayor Schneider. And what a fantastic individual. He's doing amazing work helping people that have lost their vision and have been told by their eye doctor that nothing can be done. So I'm particularly interested, Mayor, in your work with children because, you know, vision loss in infants can be very devastating. And it is so important that you stimulate the visual system at an early age. Otherwise, there will be permanent visual loss, amblyopia. So let's hear some. Let's hear what you're doing.
Right. So I want to tell you about one girl that I really fell in love with. She was born with cataract in her right eye, and physicians wanted to remove that cataract. This is very natural. You have cataract, they want to remove it, and it was already cataract stage 4. So they said it's time for removal. You know.
Well, not only that, they treat it as an emergency because if you don't remove the cataract, it'll block the visual stimulation and lead
right,
to
except not in
amblyopia.
Her case because she had normal left eye, but not normal right eye, you know. So the parents didn't want to do it. The mother is an acupuncturist and the father is a big believer in natural medicine. I could not give them the advice, don't remove it. But they said, we're going to use you, whether you like it or not, to see if we can help that eye. So I was then in my book campaign that I mentioned before. You know, again, the name of the book is Vision for Life. And that's exactly what I mean, 10 steps for natural vision improvement that you can get. And we also have a holiday special. So if you can get the book, you will be enriched by it. But anyway, I went to New York as a part of my book campaign and was in WBAI radio station there. And gave lectures, and they came from Israel to New York because it's closer than San Francisco. And the first thing is the girl would not move her eye to the right. The eye would point towards the nose. And so, of course, what doctors do, they tell you to patch the seeing eye. Then 6 months later, they would remove the lens, and they say, anyway, everybody gets strabismus, which means cross-eyedness, no matter what. Well, I said, well, let's not think that way. So, first of all, that infant, who is nice in the first place, never fussed around me. I spent with her each time 2.5 hours, and she loved me. And when I looked at her, I thought I'm seeing the whole universe in that seven-month-old infant. And so there was a good connection. So we patched her eye, her left eye, the regular seeing eye, in the dark, and I had a light that blinked. So she looked at the light. Then we took her to a place that has grass. Believe it or not, in Brooklyn you have some places like this. And we covered her left eye and the left part of her right eye and stimulated the side, and first time in 7 months, she moved her eye to the side, and ever since then, she's doing it. A little bit rigid, but she's doing it. Then,
so you stimulated the eye with the light, with the flashing light. Is that what you did?
First of all, with blinking light that were blinking in the ceiling, and she was curious and looked at it. So we moved the light, and she looked, and then outside, in the sun, by covering the left eye and covering part of the right eye, we stimulate the sight, and she was curious, and she looked. So it was good. She didn't resist that. Then we went to Montreal. We rented an Airbnb there. But there was a beautiful park near us that had an artificially made lake. So, you know, I would massage the girl. The massage made a lot of difference, especially in the area which is between the neck and the skull. I would massage in the area called the foramen magnum that brings a lot of nerve stimulation and blood flow to the head. The girl would nurse, and she was very quiet when she was nursing while I was massaging her. And then me and the parents would take her in a stroller, and we did not patch her because I disagree with constant patching. I think patching should be done, and that is probably news to you as an ophthalmologist. Patching should only be done with interactive activities. So we went with the stroller to the park, and she was interested in ducks. So we put an eye patch over her left eye, and she kept looking at the ducks with great interest for between 20 minutes and half an hour, and the eye was very vivid. Okay, so you have to understand something. As adults, you and I are interested every 2 or 3 years in something new. Teenagers are interested every 2 or 3 months in something new. Infants are interested every half a day in something new. So we had to follow her interest. I was surprised that for 3 days, as we took her to the lake, she was interested in ducks. And that's when we patched her left eye, because she didn't lose her interest and kept looking with the right eye, so the brain connected to it. After being able to move it all the way, she followed the ducks. But you know, the fourth day, she wasn't interested in them anymore. But guess what? She was interested in dogs. In fact, one dog saw how interested she was in it to start to perform for her, start to jump up rocks and jump down to the water. And then the fifth day, she wasn't interested in dogs, so she was looking at other babies, and I started to introduce her to the babies. Then she wasn't interested in them. She was interested in leaves. And then she was interested in dark and light. And when we finish the 2.5-hour sessions, the two eyes started to look together, and when they went to her pediatric ophthalmologist in Israel, she said that the lens outgrew the cataract, and it's the first time she can see the optic nerve, and they're not talking anymore about removing the lens. That's one amazing thing that I had. I just saw in Israel once more.
So the key is keeping the child interested.
Exactly.
Because I guess when you're doing some type of visual therapy or exercise, you got to find out what is interesting for that particular person. Then they're going to put more effort into it. And
exactly.
You're going to have faster stimulation of the visual system.
Exactly. So the point is, first of all, with the kind of vision that she had with a cataract eye, she wouldn't see too much in the dark except light. But outdoors, in the sun, she would see the ducks. She would see the dogs. She would see the babies. She would see the leaves. So then the brain started to realize she sees, and the lens outgrew the cataract, and there was no more new cataract in that lens. And so she's looking more and more with both eyes. And that is something that physicians could not reach with infants that were born with cataract in one eye. They reached good results, like in the case of my kids who were born with cataracts like myself, in both eyes. And my kids see better than anyone who was ever born with cataracts. I know it. My 27-year-old son and my 23-year-old daughter have normal vision, completely normal, as a result of the work that was done by the good ophthalmologist and by me. But in her case, the method of the ophthalmologist doesn't work. Now, I'll tell you another case. There was somebody who was born with toxoplasmosis. And the toxoplasmosis were basically, there was a bacteria that attacked the macula that went through the placenta. And the doctor said, well, he's not going to have vision in his right eye. Simple. So I said, no, you don't accept that. And from the very beginning, in the first week of his life, I got the parents to cover his seeing left eye and to have light with sound blinking in a dark room. So he started to look with that eye. And then I got them to walk outside and look and get him interested in light and shadow. They went back to the ophthalmologist 20 days later, and the ophthalmologist said, you know what, he actually has a macula, but it's just scarred. So I said, now we have to stimulate him even more and get him to look at many, many different things. You know what happened? 20 days later, they said, well, you know, it was a misdiagnosis. He has a full, good macula in his right eye. I've met that infant when he was 8 years old. He was studying in a yeshiva, which is a Jewish studies, which they read a lot, and he was simply nearsighted, so we worked on that. I met him at the age of 17, and he was a movie producer, and he had dry eyes.
We're coming up to another break, but I wanted to make a comment. I think your work illustrates that the vision system is very plastic. It can change. So if you use it and stimulate it, the vision will improve. If you don't use it, you're going to lose it. So it's so critical, which you have illustrated, that stimulating the visual system with some type of activity can dramatically improve the vision. So I have to congratulate you. We're coming up to a break, and we'll be back after this break with more Meir Schneider.
Thirty-three people are confirmed dead after a massive blaze gutted a converted warehouse in Oakland, California. Sergeant Ray Kelly of the Alameda County Sheriff's Office says the death toll could continue to rise.
I don't know how many more people are left in there. We have no idea. We have no idea. We have no idea how many people were in that building that night. We don't even know how many people got out of that building. So I would be speculating. You know, we're expecting the worst and hoping for the best in regards to how many more victims we find.
The Army Corps of Engineers will not issue an easement for the $4 billion Dakota Access Oil Pipeline in southern North Dakota, where hundreds of demonstrators gathered today. Correspondent Sarah Seidner.
It is a true victory for the Standing Rock tribe, who has initially started this protest against this pipeline.
Wall Street may be headed for a lower opening. S&P futures down 8. The Nasdaq futures off 20. The Dow futures down 34 points. I'm Ann Cates.
From the KFNX WeatherBug Weather Center for this afternoon, we'll see a sunny sky, high near 67 today. Tonight, it's going to be mostly clear. We'll see low temperatures around 43. And tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, high near 67. Tomorrow night's partly cloudy. Low temperatures will be around 45. I'm AJ Lytle from the KFNX WeatherBug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 69 degrees.
Independent Talk, 1100. KFNX.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell, the firm dedicated to, as many of you have heard, helping guys through one of the most difficult and crucial times in their lives. Starting out in 1990, my wife and I didn't realize that our mission would grow to include hundreds of attorneys, serving tens of thousands of guys across America and now in England. And though I'm proud of our growth, I'm most proud of the values that are the foundation of our success. And while it's true that Cordell & Cordell has aggressively defended guys facing divorce, the cornerstone of our practice, we've also encouraged reconciliation where possible. The fact is, we're proud to be the partner that guys can count on when the partner they hope for let them down. By the way, unless you're in Missouri or Illinois, I'm not licensed in your state, but that's okay. Our attorneys in your state are.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Scottsdale attorneys. Online at CordellCordell.com. 7150 East Camelback Road, Suite 444, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85251.
Do you have $10,000 or more in outstanding federal student loans? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, you may qualify for new federal programs to have your entire student loan forgiven. Graduate Service Center wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster you can get relief. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. A loan forgiveness specialist is standing by to answer all of your questions for free. Stop worrying about student loan payments. If you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans, this information could change your life. Call 800-315-9956. 800-315-9956. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-315-9956. 800-315-9956.
Are you interested in a consultation with Dr. Kondrat or one of his three-day programs? His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. This comprehensive program includes an extensive diagnosis based on homeopathic principles, daily lectures on the essentials to improve your vision, and 3 days of intensive treatments. Take this important step now. Call 1-800-430-9328 to learn more about this special program. His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. Call 1-800-430-9328.
Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Well, we're back with Meir Schneider, the amazing Meir Schneider, and we're going to be talking now a little bit about the Bates method for those of you that may not be familiar with it. And also, Meir is incorporating massage therapy with the Bates, and it seems to be getting a much more effective result. So, Mayor, would you mind explaining a little bit about your work with the Bates method?
Absolutely. Dr. Bates understood very well that the mind has a big portion in seeing. And in fact, modern psychology thinks that. The only stubborn horses that don't think that are people in your profession. But basically, that's what we find to be true. We also thought that vision can get better. Now, I learned quite a few things that people do today that make the Bates method with my interpretation work so much for people's life. These days, there are more people with nearsightedness than ever. Do you know, Dr. Conrad, that until the 60s, people intuitively felt that good light makes a big difference in one's vision. So classrooms had big windows that were well lit. And then with one miserable study that fit the philosophy of the medical profession, and by the way, there's a lot of fairy tales within the medical profession, but one study of twins, they decided that nothing you can do to make the eyes better or worse. You know what happened? All the windows in classrooms got small, so the classrooms were dark, except that they had fluorescent light to lit the rooms. As of the 70s, so many more kids had glasses and nearsightedness. And then, so basically he understood that you do things to get the eyes better or worse. And then with the event of computers moving fast forwards and everybody's looking at the iPhone, people get worse. I will never forget once I took a train from Manhattan to Brooklyn and I was looking at people getting in and out of the train, but there was one lady sitting near me. She didn't look at anything except at a movie and her iPhone. And ask myself the question, put her in the jungle, she looks at movie at her iPhone, how long will she live before she would be eaten? For 2 million years, we had periphery, we had light, we look at a distance, and we don't do it. So in my book, Vision for Life, I write about 9 principles that are taken from the Bates method and more. One is deep relaxation of the eyes. We don't have enough relaxation, we don't sleep enough. We also look too much from near, not enough from far. Adjustment to different light frequency. You know, your profession put 7 billion people behind sunglasses. That means the pupils of the average modern person become weaker and weaker and cannot adjust to natural light to the extent that they become sensitive to light and the pupils become weak and the retina becomes weak. And I think that's one of the reasons for glaucoma, if you ask me, that the fluids in the eyes don't get drained. And then adjustment to light is very important. The sunning exercise that Bates taught, where you look, where you face the sun with your eyes closed, and the bridge of your nose faces the sun, and you move your head all the way from side to side, and I add to it that you move the opposite shoulder forwards, really helps the pupils, just like you do in a gym, to contract and to expand and makes them way stronger and more resilient. And unless you drive towards the sun, where you should put your glasses on, like in sunset, sunrise, sun should not bother you. It should be your friend, but it bothers everybody else. Then we're talking about looking at a distance. Bates didn't have that, but I added that. I think that most people, unlike me, where I was born with cataract and passed through 5 unsuccessful surgeries that scarred my eyes, but most people develop cataract because they don't look at the distance. And the important thing is that we need to look at the distance because when you look at the distance, the lens becomes flat and the lens muscles, the ciliary muscles, don't work. When you look from near, the lens becomes round and the ciliary muscles work very hard. When you freeze the lens and look for hours upon hours from near, you degenerate the lens. And then eventually the cells of the lens change, and then you have the cataract. Just like if you sit all day, just like if you sit all day long, you will end up getting arthritis of the hips, and look how many people need the hips to be replaced. When you look from near all day long, you will have cataracts. And guess what your profession does and what you do? All you do is remove the lens. You don't cure the cataract. I think you can prevent cataract if it starts by looking at the distance, at least 20 minutes a day for somebody who doesn't have cataract, you know, 4 minutes and then 6 minutes and then 4 minutes. It helps the computer too. But those people who start to develop cataract should look 10 minutes, four times a day at a distance in the daylight, and they will prevent cataracts from developing. Then the next principle is looking at details. That's what one of the biggest things that Bates invented. He understood that the macula is this very small area in the retina, but it sees the best. So the macula moves like 100 times per minute from detail to detail. And with speed reading, with the fact that we try to swallow a paragraph and then a page, people don't look at details. People stop being fascinated by nature. They're fascinated by looking at the paper and swallowing what they see. The result is they don't look. And also they're inhibited from looking. People don't look at each other's faces to not invade their privacy. So the macula gets eliminated, and guess what is the biggest disease in the world these days? Macular degeneration. If we don't want macular degeneration, overcome it, we have to learn techniques to look at details. The next principle is peripheral vision. When you look at a computer, just like that lady looked at her phone, and if you look at the phone, there is no ceiling, there is no floor, there are no walls. You know, if you did not look, if you did not sense your periphery in the jungle 2 million years ago until 15 years ago, you would basically be dead within a week because animals would eat you. You also could starve to death because you wouldn't sense. The periphery is there to see what's around you. And amphitheaters were round because people saw three or four things happening there at once, the Greeks and the Romans. So we lost our periphery and we got glaucoma as a result of it, with a lot of pressure on our central vision. So developing your periphery, and we have a nice exercise. We put paper between the eyes, wave the hands to the side, and build up the periphery. But anyone who sits in front of a computer can cover one eye, wave the hands all the way to the side, to the middle, and below and above, and build up peripheral vision. And does it once covering the right eye, once covering the left eye. So starting to notice our periphery is a big deal. Then balanced use of the two eyes is very important, because most people strain one eye more than the other. Then balancing the use within each eye, because many people look down to downwards in a nasal way. They don't pay attention to what they would see upwards. We don't climb trees anymore. So the temporal area of our vision hardly exists for most people. Lose it or use it or lose it. And we start to develop more parts in the eye. We patch one eye, put the paper in the middle of the other eye, and throw a ball from side to side, and start to develop vision in each separate eye. That body and eye coordination becomes important. Again, a wonderful exercise of Dr. Bates, which is called long swing, which I know for a fact that you did with a great happiness, that you look at a finger and you look and you move from side to side and you see how everything moves opposite than you. And the last but not least, blood flow to the head. Most blindness comes these days from poor use, imbalanced use, and lack of blood flow to the head. I think we lose our vision with neuromuscular vascularization. We lose our vision with glaucoma and other reasons because we don't have enough blood flow to the brain, to the optic nerve, and to the eyes. So we can change
that. Well, I think, Mayor, I think your point about people not really using their peripheral vision is so important. You know, it's shocking to me. People are focused on their iPhone, their computer, and their peripheral vision is just becoming atrophic. They're losing it. You know, I do color visual fields and syntonic optometry. We measure the peripheral field using different colored lenses. And it's amazing how constricted, even young people, their visual fields are constricted because they're not using their periphery. Well, we're coming up to another break, and with me is Meir Schneider. His has many, many books. You can go to his website, self-healing.org, self-healing.org. And when we come back, I would really like to talk about one aspect of the Bates method that I think is really important, and that is palming. It's something I teach all of my patients to do, helping to relax the eye. So when we come back, Mayor, we'll talk a little bit about palming, and actually maybe you'll share with us how palming was instrumental in helping you improve your lost vision. So we'll be right back after this break, folks.
Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Looking for the perfect holiday gift? Give the gift of sight. Dr. Edward Kondrat wants to make your holiday shopping easy for the perfect gift. 20% off his best-selling book, 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight. Gift wrapped and shipped at no extra charge. Each book will be signed by Dr. Kondrat. What better gift than giving the gift of sight? Take advantage of this special holiday offer. This book is the perfect holiday gift. Only $19.95, includes gift wrapping and shipping in the United States. A signed copy of Dr. Kondrat's best-selling book, 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight. Order by going to kondratspecial.com. KondratSpecial.com. Or call 800-430-9328. Give the gift of sight. Order by going to kondratspecial.com or call 800-430-9328.
Have you been diagnosed with cataracts and want to improve your vision without surgery? Or, more importantly, find out the cause of your cataract? A cataract is like a red warning light. Don't replace the bulb. Find out why the light is on. The 3 Steps to Reverse Cataracts Without Surgery webinar is now available. Here's a sample of items covered in the webinar. 1. Can eye drops cure cataract and what eye drops work best? 2. Focal scurvy might be a cause of cataracts. 3. Why cataract surgery might lead to macular degeneration and why this should be your last resort. And 4. Elevated lead is a leading cause of cataracts, and much, much more. It's easy to register. Go to stopcataract.com. That's stopcataract.com. Have you been diagnosed with cataracts and want to improve your vision without surgery? Or, more importantly, find out the cause of your cataract? Don't miss this important webinar. Go to stopcataract.com.
Imagine what it would be like to regenerate any part of your body. Imagine if this was available now. Stem cells are in the news every day. Can they help improve your vision? Can they regenerate lost vision? Stem cells are the primitive cells in our body that have the ability to generate into any tissue. Dr. Kondrat has been investigating stem cells to help restore vision for over 10 years. Learn about a new type of stem cell that is now available that is far superior than previously available cells. Learn the details about this in a special report to help you understand important facts. Stem cells are changing the way doctors are approaching many diseases, including eye disease. Can these powerful cells help you with irreversible vision loss? Dr. Kondrat has produced a special report to help you understand your options with stem cells, far superior than previously available cells. Call now for your free report. 800-430-9328. That's 800-430-9328. Are stem cells for you? Call 800-430-9328 for your free report.
Visit us online at 1100kfnx.com.
Welcome back to Healthy Vision, and with me is Meir Schneider, and we're going to finish by talking about Meir's favorite aspect of the Bates therapy, and that's palming. So Meir, share us your insights about palming.
You know, many people think that palming is simply a rest of the eyes. Let me just describe what palming is. You rub your hands, you relax your shoulders. A very good exercise to relax the shoulders is to interlace the fingers and move the arms in rotating motion. First, when the palms touch each other, and the other one is when the fingers are interlaced and the palms are pointing outwards. The first way relaxes the shoulder. The second way relaxes the wrist and the elbows. you rub your hands, and then you put your hands over the eye orbits. It's good to sit in a dark room, but it could be anywhere. Palming has to be done minimum 6 minutes. I used to think five, but a good practitioner of mine, who is also an optometrist by the name of Fernanda from Brazil, found that it takes 6 minutes for the retina to change chemically completely. And what happens chemically is, you know, Dr. Conrad, that we get a billion light rays that come to our retina every single minute. Of course, the brain in the thalamic area blocks most of that image, and the brain, the occipital lobe, basically controls the thalamus and tells it to block most of what comes to then interpret the minority of the light rays that were processed by the retina in the brain. Well, you have a lot of basically K+ potassium that stays in the brain and needs to be destroyed. So when you palm, the optic nerve sends it back to the retina, and the retina then basically sends it to the bloodstream as waste. Well, it takes 6 minutes for that to happen. So palming has to be at least 6 minutes. There are few no-nos when you palm. Never, ever put pressure on your cheekbones. Especially if somebody has high myopia, it could lead to retinal detachment. Never happened to me, but it was any of my clients, but I'm just warning that as a possibility. So never put pressure on your cheekbones. Never, ever, ever elevate your shoulders. Never wrench your neck. So we have a nice palming stick so people can get from our place, a very nice gift for Christmas, basically, where you basically can, it's a collapsed roll, like a meditation stick that you can adjust to your elbows when you sit. I always use palming sticks, and in my school, I have a table that goes up and down in a very dark room. We call our dark room Richard's Vision Center. In fact, Richard is one of my practitioners who's practicing right now in Arizona, and he donated a lot of funds to our school to be able to be formed by the beach. And what we, for example, do, I'll give you an example of what we did yesterday. We had, I had two assistants, and we had 12 students. And they sat in a dark room, most of them around the table, some of them with a palming stick. We massaged their shoulders, and we made a point that the elbows will be elevated a little bit below the shoulders. The hands very gently touched the eye orbits, and they nourished the eyes, and they felt so refreshed after that. The one thing I want to tell you, never ever palm if you are upset. Because the hands have to nourish the eyes. People don't even understand how nourishing the hands are. If you touch your belly, it will relax your belly. If you touch your thigh, it will relax your thigh. If you touch around the eye orbit, it would really relax the eyes. So it's very active rest. And if you do it three or four times during the day and you relax your eyes, you will help your eye to regenerate completely. And by the way, we do need sleep. Palming does not replace sleep. In fact, it works better if you slept well. But these days, people are so fatigued because they're sleep deprived, because they read and look from near too much, and the palming takes away the fatigue, and it makes the eyes refresh. And I'll tell you one more thing. Palming is a meditation. It's actually an old Tibetan meditation. Tibetan yogis used to sit in caves with dark clothes in dark cave and palm. And palming have helped people throughout the years to see better. But these days is the most important thing that you can think about. And I cannot be grateful enough to Dr. Bates. What I added to it is a lot of breathing, a lot of work with the internal muscles of the body, that leads to improvement. And just so you know, that every palming helps you to palm better the next time. So the more you palm, the better you are as somebody who palms.
Now, how much time, Mayor, how much time do you recommend and the frequency during the day?
I recommend that, four times a day for 6 to 8 minutes each time.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's wonderful. And then if people can do, the
so
more
just,
they can
you're
do,
just
the
talking
better.
About a short. You're just talking about a short period of time then.
Yeah. The most I ever palmed was 11 hours in one sitting, but then after that I got my driver's license, and if anybody looks through a slide through my eye, 99% of my lens is scar tissue, and I used to read Braille. That's me. But people who have normal vision or just nearsightedness, 4 or 5 times a day for 6 to 8 minutes is great. But once in a while, when you hear a great concert or when you hear this wonderful radio show, you can sit down and palm for an hour. That is, if your shoulders are relaxed and your neck are relaxed. There's no point to meditate.
And also, you're in a good emotional state. It's interesting
exactly.
You made to comment that if you're angry or upset,
right,
do
don't
not
do it.
Palm.
Yeah. Do not walk, bike, write a journal, talk to a friend, but don't palm.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I forgot. I was supposed to give your office number when we came back from break. So, folks, if you want to get in touch with his healing center in San Francisco, and I just found out that he moved. Last time I was there, you were in the city, and now you're on the beach. Of course, the San Francisco beach is not as pleasant as the Florida beaches. We got nice warm water. You got
but
that cold
the view
Pacific.
You have is an eye-opener.
Oh, yeah, the view is phenomenal. But the number is, get out your paper and pencil, area code 415-665-9574. That's 415-665-9574. So the palming, now, how about for glaucoma?
Well, you know, I recommend that people with glaucoma will not palm for like an hour at a time. They'll palm about 6 or 8 minutes. Or 10 minutes, but it can palm several times a day because palming by itself can raise pressure, especially in close-angle glaucoma. And I know that one ophthalmologist who studied with me found that after half an hour, it can go up by 4 mercury points. And that's not good, especially if they're in the middle of an attack that they don't know about. But nevertheless, resting the eyes is important. Relaxing, nourishing the eyes with the hands is also important. So, for example, I had like 5 glaucoma patients yesterday in my class, and the recommendation I gave to them is that after 10 minutes, they take the hands off, move the eyes in rotating motion for a few minutes, and then palm again. So you can palm, just make sure that you budget your time. In my case, give me 2 hours, relax my shoulders, and I'll palm forever.
Yeah, and also be careful that if you have glaucoma, make sure that you don't put any pressure on the eye.
Again,
no one
should put pressure. But I tell you that I found a way, and I want to talk to you next time, where I reduce someone's pressure from 27 to 11 by touching their eyes very gently and touching my own eyes at the same time. Cell communication.
Well, you know, we're coming to a close,
and I'm quoting you because you talked in one of the shows, and you said that when somebody dances, they can reduce the pressure sometimes, and I added to it when somebody prays and meditates, they can sometimes reduce the pressure as well. And if somebody will be tested by a physician who is impatient, the pressure can go up, and if they're tested by Dr. Conrad, the pressure can go down just because of that.
Okay, well, Mayor, we're coming to a close, and I want to thank you so much for taking the time. I'm definitely going to have you on again. Folks, this is your host, Dr. Edward Conrad. With me is Mayor Schneider. I want to thank you so much for listening. And to all of you, good health and clear vision.
interested in a consultation with Dr. Kondrat or one of his three-day programs? His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. This comprehensive program includes an extensive diagnosis based on homeopathic principles, daily lectures on the essentials to improve your vision, and 3 days of intensive treatments. Take this important step now. Call 1-800-430-9328 to learn more about this special program. His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. Call 1-800-430-9328.
Rebecca, why Fitness for Home Superstore here in the Valley?
I didn't want to go crazy and spend a big amount of money, but I wanted to have good quality equipment that was going to last us a long time.
Tell us about when you visited Fitness for Home Superstore.
Showroom had a lot of items already there, so you could kind of check them out before you bought them. The staff was amazing, too. That's why we keep going back.
For the best in home fitness equipment, fitnessforhome.com. 3 Valley locations. That's fitness, the number 4, home.com.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations, KFNX News Time.